This is Phoenix FM.
Now, we had a little chat off air earlier, and you heard Roy Tysack introduce the lovely Matthew Shepherd. So thanks for coming in, Matthew.
That's all right. Nice to be here.
Have you been done radio before?
Never before.
You'll be fine, because this is only local radio. We're pretty all right here. Now, you are a singer-songwriter.
Yep.
And you've obviously met, you've been down to some of the nights that Roy has held for up-and-coming artists, and he obviously saw something in you that he thought, this guy's got some talent, which is a good way to...
Well, yeah, definitely. I started going to the open mic evenings at the Gardener's Arms, gosh, it must have been since Easter, and I'd done a couple of them, and I really enjoyed it. It's the first sort of time I performed to the sort of outside of the public rather than just at school. So, yeah, and then I met Roy. He was organising it, and he was really enthusiastic about sort of teaming up with him.
Yep.
So, yeah, ever since then, we've gone to the studio. We've recorded a 5-track sampler CD.
Which we're going to hear a track later on.
Yes, we are. And, yeah, it's all going really well at the moment.
So when did you first start writing? When did you first sort of pick up the guitar?
I mean, I first picked up the guitar when I was 14, but I didn't really get on with it for about a year.
Is that because your fingers weren't long enough, or the reach around?
Well, my fingers were long enough. I just couldn't really get used to how to work it all. But then about a year afterwards, I'd done GCSE music, and I thought, right, okay, I better learn the guitar now. Mm. So I learned it, and I wrote my first song when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years after picking up the guitar from Argos.
Yep.
That's my first guitar.
Oh, right. Okay. Did you buy that for yourself?
I bought it for myself, yeah. I think it was £60, I think. Yep. One of the cheap sort of ones.
Yeah, well, it still plays. Well, it's worth probably doing that if anyone's out there thinking about playing
Definitely.
The guitar, because otherwise sometimes parents buy their children sort of guitars for about £500 or £600, and then they play them once on Christmas Day.
Exactly, exactly.
It's when you realise you can't play, like, you know, because it is a very difficult instrument to
play. It is. I mean, people say it's one of the easiest instruments, but it's definitely not. It's definitely not.
No.
Definitely, yeah. Takes a few years to get used to it at first.
So who when you were growing up, what sort of influences would you say, who influences your music?
I mean, when I was younger, I used to love Robbie Williams, but that was when I was like 10.
Yeah.
And ever since then, when I picked up the guitar, I came across a singer called Joshua Radin, and I really like his voice, and he does a lot of songs, really speaks from the heart,
mm-hmm.
and he uses his songs to sort of speak out to people to help them get through troubles, or mostly to do with love and girls and things like that. He's had a very depressing life, but I also like a lot of folk music as well. I really like Kate Rusby. She's a really great folk singer. I see her quite a few times, and yeah, that's all influenced me.
Excellent. Right, we're going to hear a song from you now, and then we're going to come back and have more of a chat. So give us the details of the song, what it's called, is it a cover, have you written this, and tell us a bit
okay,
more about it.
This is one of my own songs. It's called Stole My Heart. I mean, none of these stories have ever happened to me. I just I make them up to help people get through troubled times, and this one's called Stole My Heart.
It'll happen, don't you worry.
Well. Okay, here we go. You tear me apart. You stole my heart. I so want to kiss you, but you don't miss me. We are miles apart. I don't know where to start. I don't want to let you go. I don't think you know, and I want to hold you, and I want to love you, and I want to get close to you, because you, yes, you stole my heart. I still see your face that no one else can replace. I've been so unsure. You probably heard this before. And I want to hold you. And I want to love you. And I wanna get close to you, because you, yes, you stole my heart. And I want to hold you, and I want to love you, yes, and I want to get close to you, because you, yes, you, oh, yes, and you, yes, you, you tear me apart, you stole my heart, I so want to kiss you, but you don't miss me.
Oh, wow, that was fabulous.
Thank you.
That was fabulous. Wasn't that great? A bit more of a round of applause there, I think. That was really lovely. What a fantastic song.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow, that was it's given me, that's actually, I have loads of people come into the studio and that's given me shivers.
Wow.
That really has.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's a beautiful song. Well, I want to hear more. So, how old are you at the moment?
I'm 19.
19.
19.
So what are your plans? Are you studying at the moment? Are you looking, are you sort of working?
I've just finished my A-levels. I've done them in the summer. I've done English Lit, Drama and Music. Mm-hmm. And at the moment I'm working in a burger restaurant in Covent Garden.
Yep.
So if anyone's walking by, they can say hello to me if they know what I look like.
Oh, Covent Garden's fantastic.
I know, it's brilliant. Yep. So I'm working in hospitality, so I'm clearing trays and showing people where the doors are to go in and those sort of things. So yeah, I'm enjoying that, but I mean, I'd love to do music as a career. That'd be wonderful.
You can take your guitar up to Covent Garden, can't
definitely,
you?
Definitely, yeah. There's so many buskers around there.
Just in your lunch, I'm just going out for a bit for half an hour and make about 400 quid. What's the dream in the music industry? I mean, what do you see yourself doing? I mean, you've got shows. I always ask people now because you've got a lot of shows like X Factor, The Voice and things. What do you think about? Do you think it's the wrong way to go, or do you think it's a good way to get exposure?
I mean, it's very good to get exposure because it gets you on TV. But I mean, I know a lot of people go on there thinking they've got a really, really good voice, and sometimes a lot of the judges put them down very harshly. And especially sometimes even when they've actually got an okay voice and yet they still have a go at them. But ideally for me, I'd love just to get out into the music world, just to gigging. I mean, I don't want to, like, the ultimate dream, like, I don't want to, like, performing at the O2 Arena and things like that. I'd love just to perform in, like, small little places, like even just like O2, Islington, those sort of Brixton, those sort of places. I'd love to do something like that.
Yeah. And you've just literally just started gigging. So will you have a band, or are you going to keep yourself as being like a unit rather than...
At the moment, I'd like to keep myself as myself because all my music friends have all gone off to uni, so it's difficult to keep in touch with them. But I mean, I write all my own songs. I'm continuing to expand on my repertoire. And yeah, and thanks to Roy, I'm getting a lot of gigs at the moment.
Excellent. Good old Roy.
Good old Roy.
He's filming at the moment. Just gave me the thumbs up. So you've got, what gigs have you got coming up that people can come along to see?
Well, next Tuesday, I'm performing at Stand Deliver, Roy's Acoustic Club. That's in the Gardener's Arms, York Hill. That's next Tuesday, the 8th of October at 8 p.m. Admission's £3. So yeah, come along if you want. You can even perform if you like. It's an open mic event.
Yep.
I'm also playing at a charity ball to raise money for St. Clair Hospice in the Marquee at the White Horse in Brentwood on Saturday, November the 23rd. And I'm also arranging loads of other gigs, so go onto my Facebook page. I think it's facebook.com/Matthew Shepherd Music.
And you're on Twitter.
And I'm on
as
Twitter
well.
As well, Matt Shep 1994. And also, I'm earmarked to play other gigs like the Secret Garden Party Festival in Huntingdon, as well as the Brentwood Music Festival next year, hopefully.
Yeah, that was, I went to that actually. It was really good, really good. It was quite expensive for the. You had to buy beer tokens. What's all that about? Beer tokens? About. It's like you want to go out and pay cash for a beer, not that you want to be
Monopoly.
Drinking. You want to be doing that in gigging. It was a good, fantastic stage though. It was an amazing stage and the lights and everything, and it was really good over 3 days. So if you get to do that,
brilliant,
that'd
be
fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
That song. What was the first song you sung?
That was "Stole My Heart."
Stole My Heart. I think that was one of the best songs I think I've heard actually, and I've been doing this for a couple of years.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Did it give you shivers? It made me goosebumps. That's what I mean. It gave me shivers. Now we're going to play it on a song that you've recorded. This is part of the five track that you put together. And you went into the studio. How long did it take you to get stuff together?
Well, it actually went surprisingly quite quick. It was, I arrived there at, 10 o'clock, and we finished by 5 o'clock. So we've got five songs really quickly. Now, although when you're recording songs, it doesn't always go right the first time, so you have to take a lot of takes.
Yeah.
But this one went quite quickly because I performed this quite a long time. I think this is the only, this third or second take, this bottom I've got on there. It's called Sign You on the South Bank. It was the first song I actually wrote properly, this one. Mm. And yeah, it's about a busker who's standing on the South Bank along the River Thames, and he sees a girl walking past every day, and she never sees him, but he hopes one day that she'll have a look at him and maybe say, you know what, I'll take you out.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
I don't think I would need to wish you too much good luck. I think you're going to do absolutely fine, actually.
Well, thank you very much.
But an amazing, beautiful voice and fantastic songs. Can't wait to hear this one. What's the name of the song again?
Sunny on the South Bank.
Here we go.
I've been waiting for you eternity. I dream that one day you walk on by and our eyes would meet. You're the only girl for me. You just have to open your eyes and see, 'cause it's sunny on South Bank. The wind's blowing through your hair, and I'm just gonna keep on playing till you notice me there, my love, my love. If you'll only close your eyes and picture me, and if you'd open them again, is it still me that you'd see? You're the only girl for me. You just have to open your eyes and see. It's sunny on South Bank. The wind's blowing through your hair, and I'm just gonna keep on playing till you notice me there, my love, my love. Now I can't tell you how I feel. This feeling is killing me, 'cause it's you I've been waiting for, you. Please tell me you're the one. Oh, say you are the one, say you are the one. Is it me you're looking for? Say you are the one, say you are the one. Or say you feel the same. Say you are the one, say you are the one, or say you feel the same. I'll wait forever, oh, yeah, yeah. 'Cause it's sunny on South Bank. The wind's blowing through your hair, and I'm just gonna keep on playing, 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 oh, till you notice me there, my love.
That was brilliant. That is Matthew Shepherd.